nice growly instrumental there. That's Big Wigs. Before that, we heard the Twang Bar King himself from his 1990 release, Desire of the Rhino King. That was Adrian Belew. And a real nice classic tune in my brain, Big Electric Cat. Before that, some wonderful calypso from Lord Creator, Big Bamboo. Before that, we heard Would I Still Be Her Big Man by the Brigands. Nice little 60s Nuggets thing. And then a live version of Elvis Carstereo's Big Boys from his Armed Forces record. Big New Prince playing me some Fall. That is the Fall. That is correct. Yeah, I like me some Fall. That's Big New Prince. And Big Chief Tell 'Em Lies by Robin Cody. We heard Big Chief Magic TV. I do not know who did that, but it came from I don't know who, nowhere, from who knows what. A real garage kings for you. The Mummies. One of the few songs of the Mummies I can actually play on this show, because the Mummies are very dirty-minded, very dirty, foul-mouthed mummies. And that was from the record Party at Steve's House. That was their version of Big Boy Pete, which was a Don and Dewey tune. Also, what, the Kingsmen did it. And it was a real neat little tune, Big Boy Pete. We heard Big Beans from the 2014 album by Boris Blank, Electrified, the other half of the band Yellow. The guys that did, oh yeah. This was his solo record from 2014. Nice tune, Big Beans. Big Pine Boogie, Gibson Brothers. And I did not know that John Spencer, the John Spencer Blues Explosion, spent some time with the Gibson Brothers, but that was their Big Pine Boogie. Big Girls Don't Cry. Oh. The goddess, Edith Massey, singing that for you. Man, what a gal. What an amazing human being she was. And we started off with the Cramps from their last record. Believe it or not, their last record was almost 20 years ago. 2003 is when Fiends of Dope Island came out. And this was the best tune on the record. I really love this tune, Big Black Witchcraft Rock. And let's see, you're listening to Zombo in Your Brain. If you haven't figured it out, today's a big show. It is a very big show. It's all songs about being big, part of the dualities. The other show I'm going to do is all songs about being little. So I'll flip-flop them around, one on Thursday, one on Friday. The show runs Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then it runs Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So two different shows. And then I flip-flop them. So one week it's going to be little than big. Then one week it's going to be big than little. And then I'm going to move on to two other completely different, wonderful, opposite duality things. One of these albums that came out, I think what, 2018 is when I first heard of this band called Warm Dusher. I play this song on the show a lot. And it's called Big Wilma from their album Whale City. And I want to play that in just a minute. But I'll let you know, when I plan on getting back on the radio live, most likely this spring, I'm going to abandon the themes for a while and just play a bunch of music and yell at you guys. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But for now, you're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, down from the underground bunker, all songs about being big. And WRCT Pittsburgh, and here's Big Wilma, Warm Dusher.
Sideways, he goes no, no, no. She let the pedal down. Cold and red and bleeding. She goes sideways. He say no, no. She put the trigger down. shining bright tonight in my Thursday brain. I dig this song, so I'm gonna send along. Look out now, the big bad train! Minutes in front of nine is on and on we go, bubbling up the goodies in the cup here on my Thursday show. Listen close now, I hope you do, because we'll save your money at the rendezvous. Dig your daddy, take his advice, get my Creature Feature Records weekly half price. Yeah, 4 bits is what they cost at the record rendezvous, so don't get lost.
Thank you. Up in the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the cops have wooden legs. The bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft boiled eggs. The farmer's loft is a full of hay. His wife wears a satin dress. Oh, well, I'm gonna go where the wind don't blow, it don't rain, it don't snow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Up in the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the jails are made of tin. If by mistake you get locked up, you can walk right out again. You sleep all day neath the gumdrop trees. You drink from the lemonade springs. Oh, well, I'm gonna go where the wind don't blow, it don't rain, it don't snow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. The Big Rock Candy Mountain, there grows the money tree, but nobody pays any mind to it, cause everything is free. All of the cows give a chocolate milk, the women outnumber the men, that's why I'm gonna go where the wind don't blow, it don't rain, it don't snow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. The cops have wooden legs. The hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The jails are made of tin. The women outnumber the men.
There you have Dorsey Burnett with an American classic tune, Big Rock Candy Mountain. Dorsey Burnett, one of the Burnett brothers, I wrecked them. And in front of that, we heard the Wallets doing Big City Polka from a wonderful, wonderful record. From 1990, it was a compilation called Polka Comes to Your House. And it's all these great polka bands, but not your standard fare. Wonderful polka music. I do like some of that stuff. Hey, Lars Vegas. This band really should have been a lot more popular with that New York beat jazz hip sound from their album Nirvana. I found this in the WRCT library way back when, and that tune was Big Black Bird. In front of that, we heard a clip from the old Mad Daddy show. Mad Daddy was a disc jockey from Cleveland, Ohio in the 50s. He was an inspiration for Goulardi, a lot of the other DJs, and myself as well. Love the Mad Daddy, and he played a tune called Big Bad Train, and that was from one of his radio broadcasts. Before that, we heard Ain't No Big Thing. I love where I find all this different music. Ain't No Big Thing I got from my buddy Mookie when I lived in El Paso. They made all these wonderful compilations for me of lowrider music as I left El Paso. To go back to the Pittsburgh, the El Paso was to Tacoma, and then it was to Portland, and then Portland back to Pittsburgh. But they wanted to give me a going away present, all my lowrider buddies down in El Paso. And Mookie got all his dad's records and all his old records and made me some wonderful compilations to listen to as I drive across country. And that's Ain't No Big Thing. Thank you, Mookie. And we heard You Drive Me Ape, You Big Gorilla by the Dickies, a classic from Dickies. And the set started off with Big Vilma by Warm Dusher. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain. We're going to do a tune by the Bambi Molesters, one of the worst names of a surf band, from their album Loud, Hollow, Dumb, Twang. And this is Big Action Time, right after these words from our Spoon Sour.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So before I get back into this, I got a little beef about these PSAs. These PSAs are so old. I'm playing them till we're done with this corona thing. At least to when I can get back in the studios. Anyhow, it has that one line, unpack your suitcase from a trip you took last September. I got news for you, buddy boy. That last September, you weren't unpacking nothing. That September before, I don't think you were unpacking, you were going nowhere. So that's just a bunch of crap. And the other one I got is dedicate a song on the radio. How bogus is that? You think you're going to call me at home and dedicate a song on the radio? Or it ain't going to happen. Are you going to call a radio station where these people are all pre-taped and everything is just all... It's even worse than me in my underground bunker. Radio is such a joke now that you think you're going to call and dedicate a song on the radio? Who the hell do they think you're kidding? You ain't dedicating nothing. You ain't dedicating nothing to nobody. Don't let them kid you. So just don't unpack that suitcase. And jazz hands? I am so daggone sick and tired of jazz hands. If anybody does jazz hands, anybody I know ever does jazz hands to me, they're going to get some comeuppance. Now, how you like that? And you don't want some comeuppance. Because comeuppance ain't a thing you don't want. Even more so than jazz hands. All right, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in Your Brain. I had to vent. Every time I hear those two PSAs, I said, you know, some of these days I want to get on this radio and just let these two PSAs have it. Yeah, let them have it. Wow. I put them in their place, those damn PSAs. Hopefully I will not be playing those damn PSAs once I'm back in the studio. So just suffer with them with me. And Dig, Big Action Time by the Bambi Molesters, a big show. All songs about big on WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in Your Brain.
gentleman.
Living die underneath the big.
mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Every morning at the beauty salon, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 105. Kinda swishy, sort of feminine, if you know what I mean. When he first came to town, some say he was shy. And if he spoke at all, he just said hi. Big Bad Bruce. Oh, lover lives. Yeah. He wore silk stretch pants of lavender and puce. And from three blocks away, you could spot old Bruce by his white tinny pumps and his swishy hips. And everybody feared the lips of Big Bruce. Big Bruce, Big Bruce, Big Bad Bruce. Oh, lovely. Now some say he came from New Orleans, where he headed a group called the Cajun Queens. Others said it was Hollywood or Beverly Hills, where Bruce got into trouble for passing $3 bills. A Big Bruce, a Big Bruce, Big Bad Bruce. Mm-hmm. then came the day of that fateful fire, when something went wrong with a number three dryer. In amongst all those frightened names came Big Bruce to fan the flames. Big Bruce, Big Bruce, Big Bad Bruce. The smoke and the flame and the panic grew worse. Someone heard Bruce say, I forgot my purse. He rushed past the fireman and said in a shout, I'll be right back out, fellas. But he never came out. Big Bruce, Big Bruce, Big Bad Bruce. Yeah. Now the beauty salon's a top value store, but the name Big Bruce will live evermore. And on that list of immortal names is that gay young man who went down in flames. Big Bruce, Big Bruce, Big Bad Bruce.
They don't know who that is behind the mask.
He's a bird from Gotham City that we all know. He's a big bat, a big bad man, and he puts a criminal down everywhere he goes. He's a big bat, a big bad man. He got a long purple cape and a skin-tight mask.
And his pad is in a cave if anyone should ever ask.
He's a big bat, a big bad man. He's a big bat, a big bad man. With a Batmobile is what he uses for wheels. He's a big bat, a big bad man, and he lives every day
full of chills and thrills.
He's a big bat, a big bad man. He got a little buddy Robin, and if that's not enough,
they cut the bat too, see, when the going gets tough.
He's a big bat, a big bad man. He's a big bad, a big bad man.
Bad man. Bad man.
Number one defender on the side of the fuzz. He's a big bat, a big bad man. But for those who haven't heard it, let me put it on you, cuz big bat, a big bad man. When the bat signal flashes on a cold dark night,
I'll tell the honest truth, he'd rather switch than fight.
He's a big bat, a big bad man. He's a big bat, a big bad man. Now if you get in trouble, you know who to call. He's a big bat, a big bad man, and you'll probably hear him say,
oh, it's no trouble at all.
He's a big bat, a big bad man. The boys all seem to think he's just a big sham,
but the girl just smile and say he doesn't give a shazam.
He's a big bat, a big bad man. He's a big bat, a big bad man. He's a big bat, a big bad man.
He's a big bad man. sad blues. Big ball in town.
Big balls in Cowtown. We'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown.
Big balls in town.
The Big Balls in Cowtown by Bob Wills from his last record, which was 1973, and he was so decrepit in 73, I guess they'd like poke him with a stick, and he'd go, ah! So that's pretty much as far as Bob Wills got involved in his last sessions. And we heard from Mr. Tom Waits, remember, Tom Waits for no one, from his classic record, Rain Dogs, Big Black Mariah. We had the fun tune by the Pacers, Big Batman. And we heard Mac Vickery, Elmer Pucker, doing Elmer Fudd Pucker at the Nudist Colony album, doing Big Bad Bruce. And, of course, that was a parody of the great tune by the amazing Jimmy Dean. And Jimmy Dean was, I think he was well over 6 foot tall. He was a pretty brilliant dude. As far as like not only being a musician and a writer, but he had a TV show. He's a really great entertainer, but he is just like one laid-back dude, man. Jimmy Dean seemed to do whatever he darn well pleased, and he has some pretty good sausage, too, on top of that. Yeah, it's sad all he knows for sausage, but the dude had a real great, illustrious career in country music through the 50s and 60s. The Big Three. Nice reggae tune by the Harry J. All-Stars. We heard Bright Lights, Big City by the Wild Billy Childish. And from the first album, this album was so damn good, and it just set rockabilly on its ear. I am talking about the Reverend Horton Heat first album, Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em, from 1990. Big Dwarf Rodeo. There was nothing like this, man. When Reverend Horton Heat came out, it was just a whole new ballgame for the rockabilly and psychabilly community. A double shot. This very rarely happens. Not only one of my favorite bands, but one of my favorite bands with two songs about Big. We heard Big Brother Muscle from the Screaming Blue Messiahs and Big Big Sky, also by the Screaming Blue Messiahs from 1989. Love that band. They were such a great band to see live too. Big Bad Handsome Man, Imelda May. And it's really kind of funny because from her album Love Tattoo. Originally she came out as Imelda Blabby or Mlabby. She had I guess she's from Sweden, but their last name was like Mlabby. And it was like, you need to change that. So immediately her albums became Imelda May. And that was Big Bad Handsome Man. Big Action Time started it all out by the Bambi Molesters. And now, this is a big show because it's all songs about Big. It's all about being big. The other show in the series, it's a two-part thing. It's called Dualities. It's going to be all songs about Little. And then what's coming up down the line? I might as well tell you some of the other shows in this series called Dualities, because it's all, you know, opposites. One show is a Thursday, and it's one thing. One of the other shows on the Friday, and it's a different thing. Then I flip-flop them. Oh, my gosh. We got Black and White is the next two. Day and Night, Hot and Cold, King and Queen, Love and Hate, Rich and Poor, Right and Wrong, and Soft and Hard. And by the time I am done with this series, because the nice thing is each of these takes 2 weeks to do, because I do one on my Thursday show, which is 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Then I do one on my Friday show, which is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then I flip-flop them. So if you're hearing the big show now, you're going to hear the little show Friday. If you're hearing the little show Thursday, then you'll hear the big show Friday. Whatever. Just listen to this dumb show. This band, the Tandoori Knights, I really, really, really wish they would do some more music together.